好開心又能夠再一次來到大家當中。
Now my wife Jill and I, we have really appreciated you as a church.
我同我太太咧都好欣賞你哋一間教會。
Because over these years you have really encouraged us.
因為過去咁多年咧，你真係鼓勵咗我。
That's fine. Okay. Boy, can we tone it down a little?
細聲少少啊。
That's how's that? That better? I don't think I really need a microphone. You know?
我諗我都咁大聲講嘢咧，唔係好使麥嘅。
And for any of you who don't know, I'm a missionary with Send International.
如果大家有啲唔認識我咧，我係喺呢個 Send 呢個機構嗰度咧，係做一個傳教士嘅。
Oh dear, what's it gonna do now? Oh boy, don't we like it when things like that happen? Okay. My job is to evangelize Chinese people in Russia and Eastern Europe.
我特別咧喺個東歐啦，同埋俄羅斯嗰度咧，係傳福音俾中國人嘅。
And we now have many, many evangelical Chinese churches across Russia and Eastern Europe.
而家喺俄羅斯啊、東歐一帶咧，我哋已經建立咗好多華人嘅教會。
Now we've had the joy of helping some of them start, and other churches we've helped them grow.
好多教會咧，我就幫佢開始咗啦。有啲我哋而家幫緊佢哋成長緊。
Now since I was here last November, I've been quite busy.
自從舊年十一月嚟過之後咧，我一直都好忙。
I'd like to share a little bit about what God has done.
我想同大家分享下咧，我做過啲咩嘢咧。
First of all, in February and March, we went to Nizhny Novgorod.
二月三月咧，我就去咗佢講嗰笪地方啦。
And while we were there, we were with a church of students.
咁我哋有啲學生啊，咁你睇到嗰啲圖畫度咧，我就同佢哋一齊。
The only reason I'm preaching this day is because the fellow that I was traveling with had fallen asleep.
點解我要講到咧？因為同我一齊去嗰啲人黑緊眼瞓。
I've always got to be ready to preach at any moment.
咁我咧就比較能夠隨時都準備好。
And praise God, there was a sister there who could help do the translation.
咁當然好開心咧，有啲姊妹又幫我做翻譯啦。
Because my Mandarin is really bad.
因為我的國語咧就麻麻地。
Now the man with the white hair is my co-worker Joseph.
白髮嗰個咧就係我嘅同工啦，叫 Joseph。
This sister was not sure of her salvation where she stood before God.
我哋唔係好肯定咧，佢喺神面前咧，佢嘅救恩嘅程度去到邊度
？And we were helping her understand exactly her relationship.
咁所以而家幫緊嗰個女仔咧，就即係幫佢信主，搞清楚同主嘅關係。
This is the group of students.
你留意到一班嘅學生。
Now there is a lady right at the front, second from the right.
第二行第二個嗰個女仔。
She is the young lady that started this church.
佢就係咧開始咗一間教會嘅。
I knew her in the city of Khabar, in the far east.
我喺東南亞嗰陣時候，喺 Khabar 嗰個地方，我認識佢嘅。
And when she was sent by her mother to the city to university.She asked me for Bibles and study books so she could start a church.
咁佢媽媽咧送去嗰度讀書啊，咁當時佢就問我攞聖經，去到之後咧佢就開始咗個查經組。
Many of these young people have come to Christ whilst they have been in that city.
咁所以咧喺嗰個城市裏邊咧，咁佢又帶咗好多人信主。
We held an evangelistic meeting.
我哋開咗個報道會啦。
And several people got saved and then.
有幾個人信咗主。
My brother went to another city, and in April we went to Poland, the Czech Republic, and Ukraine.
四月嗰時候咧，我去咗波蘭啦，去咗捷克。
Now there are 3,000 merchants in this marketplace.
喺個市集嗰度咧，有成3,000個商人嘅。
They are Chinese and they are Vietnamese.
佢哋全部都係中國人啦，同埋越南人。
Now there is a small church, a small Chinese church there.
嗰度有一個細嘅華人教會，
But they are not as evangelical as they could be.
咁佢哋就冇話好傳福音傳得好緊要。
I asked them. I said, you know, do you go into the marketplace and share the gospel with people?
咁所以我就問佢哋啦。咁你去街市做生意嘅時候，你有冇向人傳福音㗎？佢話冇喎。
And so we went into the marketplace and did that.
咁所以我哋咧就同佢一齊啦，去到個市集嗰度咧，我哋做依樣嘢啦。
And then I asked them, do you have any students in this city?
我就問佢啦，你哋呢度有呢個城市咧，有冇學生啊
？Oh, they have many, many students in Warsaw.
佢話喺華沙咧有好多學生㗎。
Do you do any evangelism there?
咁你有冇去傳福音俾佢哋啊
Oh no, we are too busy.
冇啊，太忙啊。
We are too busy with our business and our families.
你知啦，做生意好煩啊嘛，係咪？屋企有好多問題。
Now, family is good and business is good.
做生意啊，家庭當然都係好重要同埋好嘅嘢啦。
But we all have a responsibility to share the gospel with other people.
但我哋仍然都要傳福音㗎。
Then I asked them, are there any other towns in this country, in Poland, with Chinese people?
咁我問佢啦，喺波蘭嘅有冇啲市鎮咧有啲中國人喺度嘅咧？
Oh, there are two cities with Chinese people.
佢話有啊，有兩個市鎮咧都有中國人喺度㗎。
I said, well, do you ever go there and tell them about Jesus?
我話你有冇從來去嗰啲市鎮嗰度咧，話俾佢哋聽有耶穌呢個人㗎
？Oh, we never thought of that.
我話哦，係啊，冇醒起添。
So we were in the marketplace. We did some evangelism.
所以咧，我哋就同佢一齊去市集度咧，我哋就傳福音啦。
Now the sister in the blue shirt is a Chinese born no.A Vietnamese-born Chinese sister.
藍色格仔衫個女仔咧，女士咧就係一個華人嘅越南人。
She speaks Cantonese, Mandarin, English, and Vietnamese.
所以咧，佢又識中文、廣東話啦、國語啦、越南話啦。
She loves to tell people about Jesus.
咁佢好中意話俾人聽耶穌係邊個。
Today she is in Macau.
今日咧去咗澳門。
She is doing evangelism there.
咁繼續喺嗰度傳福音。
Then she will go over to Taiwan.
跟住咧，佢會繼續去台灣。
And then she will go down to Australia.
然後跟住澳洲。
She loves to tell people about Jesus.
佢好中意話俾人聽邊個係耶穌。
This Vietnamese lady became a believer, and there were a couple of other ones that became believers in this trip.
咁所以透過咁咧，就透帶好多人信主啦。
So there is Poland.
呢個就係波蘭。
And then we went to the city of Ukraine.
然後我哋烏克蘭。
Now that we now have.Chinese people in five of these cities.
而家咧嗰度有五個城市咧都有中國人嘅。
But we specifically went to the city with the red ring around it.
我特別去到有紅色圈嗰度第一個地方。
Because we wanted to teach the leaders from the other churches some theology courses.
因為我咧就想訓練嗰啲領袖喺附近嗰啲領袖聚集喺嗰度，去俾佢哋啲訓練嘅課程。
And so we spent a week with them, with the leaders, teaching them there.
咁我哋就一個禮拜去俾一啲訓練課程佢哋。
We will be going back there in May.
五月咧，我會再翻去嘅。
This is the seminary in the city of Kiev.
喺 Kiev 嘅地方咧，有一個神學院。
We are hoping to start a Chinese seminary in this place.
我哋好希望咧喺嗰度設立一個華人嘅神學院。
But we need your prayers.
但我哋好需要你哋嘅禱告支持。
Ukraine people, even the Christians are okay, but Ukraine people are not easily accepting of people with a different type of faith.
因為當地嘅人咧，唔係咁容易去接受另外一啲唔同宗教信仰嘅人嘅。
So if you have a black face, they don't accept you.
所以如果你嘅皮膚係黑色嘅咧，比較黑啲啦，咁佢又唔係好直接啦。
And they don't accept the Chinese or the Vietnamese people very easily.
所以啊，華人啊，無論中國人啊、越南人啊，咁佢哋都唔係好接納嘅。
And so we need to pray that the leaders in Kiev will let us start the seminary there.
咁所以我希望嗰度嗰啲領導咧肯俾我哋喺度開一間華人嘅神學院。
Then in May we had some people go to Krasnoyarsk and to that other city.
五月亦繼續去嗰啲咁嘅地方，就係佢又講嗰啲啦。
And then they went down to Bulgaria.
去保加利亞啦。
And then in each place, what we are doing is we are doing teaching and we are doing evangelism.
咁所以喺俄羅斯啲唔同嘅地方、城市嘅地方咧，佢哋都喺度做緊一啲傳福音啊，去一啲訓練嘅工作啊。
Another team went over to the Far East to these other two cities that you see。
有啲去咗遠東咧，你睇到啦。
And we did again more teaching and more evangelism in the marketplace。
咁咧就喺呢個 Far East 嘅地方咧，佢繼續喺度傳福音。
This is Joseph has just.Giving the people a challenge to get involved in the Lord's work, and this is why they are all standing to pray.
咁呢個我同工阿 Joseph 咧就喺度呼召佢哋啦，咁佢哋留意到點解佢哋會企喺度禱告。
Then we went to Ukraine and the Georgian Republic in September.
然後九月嘅時候咧，我哋就去咗烏克蘭。
Now Georgia is right is south of Russia.
呢個 Georgia 嘅地方咧就喺俄羅斯嘅南邊。
The capital is Tbilisi.
佢嘅
yeah okay. And in the capital city, we have a very small Chinese market.
喺個首都度咧有一個好細嘅華人嘅市場。
Now we've made several trips there, but this was the first time I have been.
我哋以前有啲人去過，我咧就係第一次先去噶。
But we went to the small church that has started there, and we shared with them.
咁我哋嗰度有間環教會，我哋喺嗰度同佢分享。
And then we went into the marketplace and told people that they needed to have Jesus in their lives.
咁然後我哋又再去市集，話俾佢聽全係耶穌係邊個。
This is one of the ladies in the marketplace who became a Christian while we were there.
呢個就其中一個女士咧，因為我哋傳福音咧，佢喺市集度信咗主。
That morning we'd given her a tract.
嗰朝早咧，我哋俾咗個單張佢。
And she started reading it.
咁佢喺度睇。
In the afternoon, I really felt that I should go back and talk to her.
下晝咧，我就有感動咧，再揾翻佢，然後再同佢傾下。
And when we went in, she offered us some tea.
當我入到去個鋪頭嗰時咧，佢又請我飲茶。
I said, "Would you like to become a Christian?"
我就問佢：你想唔想做基督徒啊？
And she said, "Oh yes, I'd love to become a Christian."
佢好啊，我好想啊咁啊。
I wanted to become a Christian for a long time.
其實我想做基督徒好耐㗎啦。
But nobody came and told me how.
但係從來冇人話俾我聽應該點可以做到個基督徒。
All over the world, people want to know about Jesus. They want to know about Christianity, and they need people to tell them how.
其實世界上有好多人其實佢哋想嘅，不過係需要有人去話俾佢聽點樣可以做到基督徒。
We went into the countryside, and we found that there are many, many Chinese mainland construction workers building the roads and the bridges.
咁我哋去其他嘅地方嘅時候咧，就發覺咧有好多中國人咧喺度做緊建路嘅工人啊。
We started talking to them.
咁我哋開始同嗰啲工人喺度傾偈。
We found out that one of the men was a Christian already.
咁其中一個咧，原來已經係基督徒嚟㗎啦。
But he had no opportunity to go to church or to study more.
但係佢哋冇機會咧去教會啊，或者去繼續認識啊耶穌啊。
We have a lot of work to do.
所以實在有好多工作可以去做。
Then we went to the city of Kharkov.
然後去 Kharkov 呢個城市。
And that's the one in green.
就係綠色圈住嗰笪地方。
Now there are very many Vietnamese people in this place.
呢個地方咧有好多越南人嘅。
And so I had invited a Vietnamese pastor from Paris to come with me.
我喺巴黎咧就邀請咗一個越南嘅牧師同我一齊去。
And so what you see is my co-worker Stephen, he is Chinese, Wendy is Vietnamese Chinese, Antoine is French Vietnamese, and me.
三個人啦嚇，一個係兩個中國人，一個越南人，跟住係佢咁樣啦。
Okay, so this PowerPoint was put together by Antoine, the French pastor.
其實咧，這個短片咧係嗰個法國嘅牧師，一個越南牧師咧係幫我做嘅。
Now Raymond, this might look very much like the market that you went to in Moscow, but it's not. This is the one in Kharkov.
呢個地方咧就好似以前同阿 Raymond 去過嘅市集咁，但係其實唔係嘅地點咧，就係 Kharkov 嘅地方嚟嘅。
It's very big.
好大嘅一個市集。
It's open 7 days a week.
一個禮拜七日都開嘅。
It's a city in itself.
本身都好似個城市咁樣。
About 5,000 to 6,000 Vietnamese people live in the in this city, and most of them work in the market.
有5,000-6,000人住喺個城市，大部分人都喺個市集裏邊工作。
There are also many Chinese people.
亦都有好多中國人喺嗰度。
This is one of the Chinese sisters.
其中一個呢個就係嗰個中國人嘅姊妹。
Her husband was one of the leaders in the church.
佢丈夫係其中間教會一個領導。
He must have done a very good job because God called him home to heaven in May this year.
五月嗰陣時候，主就召咗佢翻天家。我相信佢一生都係打咗美好嘅仗。
She is very strong.
佢好堅強嘅，繼續。
But we spent a lot of time with her, praying with her, and encouraging her.
所以我哋用咗好多時間同佢一齊禱告，去鼓勵佢。
We found Vietnamese restaurants.
揾到越南餐廳啦。
We also found Chinese restaurants.
當然有中國人餐廳啦。
This is a mobile cafe.
一個流動性嘅咖啡店。
So the sister let me push it around and serve tea and coffee.
咁我推住架車咁啊，周圍去賣咖啡啊、茶啊咁。
We would hand out tracts in the marketplace.
喺個市集咧，我哋又派單張咧。
People would read them.
嗰啲人真係會睇嘅喎。
Now in this country, if you try and hand out tracts, people don't read them. They just throw them on the floor.
如果多倫多你試下俾人咧，你會睇到啲人咁抌咗落地下，算冇人睇嘅。
But when we hand Vietnamese and Chinese tracts out in these countries, they read them.
但喺呢啲咁嘅地方咧，我哋將啲越南話嘅、中文嘅 單張拎出去咧，佢哋個個都睇嘅。
Now some of the Vietnamese people invited us to their homes.
有啲越南人請我哋去佢屋企。
And they live in a very beautiful home.
佢哋屋企都好靚嘅喎。
And we went into the home of Mrs. Ma.
譬如呢個咧就係馬太嘅屋企。
And we had tea.
飲茶啦。
And we presented her with the Bible.
咁我哋同佢講聖經。
And then we went into another lady's home.
跟住去第二個太太嘅屋企。
And she is a Catholic lady.
佢係一個天主教徒嚟㗎。
And we had tea with her.
又係飲茶啦。
These are the people when we go back next May that we will start to build our relationship with.
呢啲人咧，出年我五月再去探佢哋咧，我哋希望佢哋建立一個更加深嘅感情。
We have five Christian believers in that city.
我哋已經揾到五個信主嘅人啊，喺個城市裏面。
And we met with them, and Antoine shared with them.
我哋就喺上遇咗一齊嘅時候咧，那個法國嘅牧師就向佢哋講道。
But we want to see a big church grow in the city.
我哋好期望咧，喺嗰個城市會有一個教會，一個大嘅教會成長出嚟。
We have a very big Chinese church there.
因為那裡有一個很大的華人的教會的了。
We have a meeting at 12 o'clock for the students and another one at 5 o'clock for the merchants.
我們每天有12點就有個聚會給學生，5點有個聚會給那些在街市做事的人。
And it's in the basement of a Ukraine church.
其實是一間當地的教會的地牢那裡是用來做聚會的。
And The pastor from France shared a message in Vietnamese and Wendy translated it into Chinese.
那個法國來的越南牧師，他講越南話，然後就譯做中文。
I didn't understand very well.
我就不太明白他講什麼的。
But two of the Chinese students in the Chinese service, two Chinese people became Christian.
但在那個給學生的聚會當中，就有兩個學生信了主了。
Praise God.
就感謝主。
You see, all you have to do is ask them.
其實原來我發覺好簡單，你只要肯問佢哋得噶咯喎。
Many people go to church and they want to become Christians, but they don't know how.
好多人其實佢哋想做基督徒，佢哋有時都會翻教會，但其實佢哋唔識點嘅，你教佢嘅要。
And then we went to the seminary in Kiev.
跟住我哋去 Kiev 呢個咁嘅神學院裏邊啦。
And the Chinese are really excited that there's going to be a Chinese seminary.
咁我哋中國人聽到咧，我哋有個計劃想開一個華人神學院，佢哋好緊，好興奮啊！
This is the tall man is the leader of the Chinese church.
呢個咧就係嗰個嘅華人教會嘅領袖。
He's no training.
佢冇受過任何訓練。
But he has a pastor's heart.
但佢一個牧師嘅心腸。
The Kiev market.
呢個就係Kiev 嘅市集。
It's smaller than in Kharkov.
比正話嗰個咧係細啲。
But there are more Chinese people than Vietnamese.
但嗰度咧有多中國人多過越南人。
So we're going to go back there in April.
出年四月咧，我會再翻去嗰度。
If you want to come with us, you can.
如果你有興趣咧，歡迎你同我一齊去。
But you need to speak Mandarin.
但你需要講國語嘅。
Now this is what we are going to be doing next year.
呢個就我哋出年嘅計劃。
And we're going to be very busy.
所以出年仍然都會好忙。
And we hope you're going to join us.
希望你會參加啦，同我一齊去啦。
We're also going to go to the country of Belarus.
我哋都去Belarus嘅地方，一個國家。
There is no church there yet.
嗰度暫時未有教會。
To God be the glory.
願神得著一切嘅榮耀。
We exist to glorify God.
我哋活著就係為咗要去榮耀神。
Paul said this to the Thessalonian people.
保羅對帖撒羅尼加嘅弟兄姊妹咁話。
He said, "We pray this so that."The name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀，你们也在他的名上得上荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。
Glorifying God, what is glory?
荣耀神什么叫做荣耀呢？
Glory is the ultimate radiance, beauty, splendor,created by all the attributes of God. To glorify God is to make his beauty visible.
榮耀這個字很抽象，就是說神一種的光芒，一種的美善，是一種很輝煌的屬性，去到盡點。所以當我們榮耀神的話，就是能夠將神這份這麼美善的光芒可以散發出來，這樣叫榮耀神。
In John chapter 21, Jesus reinstates Peter.
在約翰福音21章時，耶穌和彼得去交談。
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Now Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him the third time, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.
当我们那天吃完早餐，耶稣就对西门彼得说，你西门啊，你是不是爱我呢？他就说，主啊，是啊。而耶稣问了他三次，西门都说是啊。耶稣就说，你爱我的话，你就喂养我的小羊啦。
Jesus said, feed my sheep.
耶稣说喂养我的小羊。
Now it's such a blessing to be a servant of the Almighty God.
能够做一个全能神的使者，其实是一件很荣耀、很有幸的事。
We serve a risen Savior.
我们服侍一个已经复活了的神。
We serve Jesus who died and rose again.
我们服侍的耶稣，他死了之后，他已经复活了。
What we've just read is, after Jesus' resurrection,Jesus spoke to the disciples.
所以正话我哋读嗰段经文咧，就系当耶稣死咗之后复活，佢就显现俾彼得知，然后佢同彼得咁讲。
He specifically went to Peter.
佢特别嘅去到彼得嗰度。
He said, Peter, you failed me back there before the crucifixion.
因为喺主耶稣受被钉嘅时候，彼得三次嘅唔认主。
But he's not looking to punish Peter.
但你留意到他来到不是骂或者是罚彼得。
What he's doing is reinstating Peter.
反而他想重新的扶他起身。
He's saying, do you love me? Be a servant.
再一次鼓励他，你是不是爱我？你爱我你就服侍我吧。
He says this three times.
讲了三次。
He's telling Peter to serve the people.
他是叫彼得你去服侍我的人。
To nourish them and tend them.
去喂养他们，去照顾他们。
To help them be faithful and to grow in Christ.
帮助他们能够对主忠心，能够在主里面成长。
Now how often do we fail God?
其实我们每个人，几多我们是不是时时都会有时是令到神失望呢？
I think we're just like Peter.
我们和彼得是不是差不多？
Yet we still need to be faithful at the jobs we've been given.
但我们仍然都需要，就算失败都好，再起身去继续的忠心。
Now this is our day jobs as well as in the kingdom work.
这个就是我们每个人都应该要做的，在主的国度里面要去参与的。
The job of telling others about God and helping to grow in the Spirit is ours as Christians.
我们需要去给人去认识耶稣是哪一个，然后将耶稣的荣耀告诉他们。
Now, there was a Christian theologian from Regina, Saskatchewan.
在 Saskatchewan 有一个神学院。
He said that he thought that Christians were just spectators.
他说我们基督徒很多有时候好像旁观者那样。
People just sit and watch what happens.
我们坐在那里看东西，看有什么看。
And so he called them the frozen chosen.
所以他说他们是一些冰冻了的被选的人。
We know that we've been chosen by God.
我知道我的神是差选了我们。
But we still sit there like blocks of ice and don't do anything.
但我们坐在那里像冰一样，好像是急冻了。
Now, some people think that giving is important, and it is.
很多人说你施予是重要的，其实是啊。
But equally important is unpacking our spiritual gifts.
但更加重要的是将我们里面属灵的恩赐能够打开。
We have to use the gifts that God has given us.
将神给我们的恩赐去用出来去造就其他人。
Now God commissioned the church in Acts 1:8.
在使徒行传一章八节，主耶稣去差遣他的教会。
As a church, we have been sent out.
作为一个教会，神是将我们是差派出去。
We've been given the opportunity of a lifetime.
神给我们一生的使命。
What do we need to do to experience the adventures that God is offering to us?
我们到底怎样做才可以经历得到神给我们一份这么大的、这么奇妙的礼物呢？
How do we glorify God?
我哋點樣可以將神去榮耀佢咧
？Well, first we have to have a clear purpose.
首先，我哋要有一個好清晰嘅目標。
Jesus had a clear purpose.
耶穌有一個好清晰嘅目標。
He said in John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
約翰福音10:10佢話。人哋嚟係會偷，但我會嚟咧，係叫人得到豐盛嘅生命。
I heard of a man who was looking for the meaning of life.
我認識一個人，佢喺度尋找緊人生嘅意義。
He was desperate. He was looking for answers.
佢好狠切嘅周圍去揾嘅答案。
Maybe you're the same.
咁到底你係咪咧
？Now when the man read that verse, he realized that it was true.
當個人睇見呢件經文嗰時候，佢突然間發覺係好真喎。
He suddenly understood.
佢突然間明白咗。
He said, "If this is true, that's exactly what I want."
如果樣係真嘅話，呢個就係我想需要嘅。
I want a full, abundant life.
我想有一個豐盛嘅人生。
There are people all around the world that are looking for just that.
其實世界上好多人都喺度尋找緊點樣有一個更加豐盛嘅人生。
Jesus' purpose was clear.
耶穌嘅目標好清晰。
He came to fulfill the will of God.
佢嚟到去遵行天父嘅旨意。
He came to give us a meaningful life.
佢嚟到就係帶俾人有一個豐盛嘅人生。
I want to share with you three things that he came to give us.
我想同你分享三點啊，佢點樣嚟帶俾我哋一個豐盛嘅人生。
The first thing is that he came to bring us to God.
第一樣就係佢嚟到將我哋帶我哋去神嘅面前。
In 1 Peter 3:18, it says that he came to bring us to God.
記得前書3:18都話佢嚟到帶我哋去到神嗰度。
I've lost my place. 1 Peter 3:18. Yeah, okay, that's right. I'm with it now. Yeah, here we go. And in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
约翰福音14:1度咧，我就系道路、真理、生命。吓，人如果唔系藉住我，唔能够到神嗰度。
Do you have a relationship with God?
你同神有冇一个关系咧
？Or do you just come to church to worship?
你嚟到教会系咪就咁坐喺度敬拜
？Do you think that that's enough?
但系你觉得咁足唔足够
？You need to accept Jesus as your own personal savior.
你需要接受耶稣系你个人嘅救主。
If you're looking, you don't have to look any further.
如果你喺度尋找緊，你唔使再揾嘅啦，你揾咗啦。
Jesus is reaching out to you today.
其實耶穌今日已經將佢手伸出嚟，去想嚟同你握手。
That's because he came to bring us to God.
因為佢嚟就係想帶我哋去到神嘅面前。
Now Jesus came to reconcile us to God.
神嚟到係想將我哋同神係和好。
For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?
喺羅摩書話：我哋還作仇敵嗰陣時候，因為耶穌嘅死，將我哋能夠同神能夠和好，而且能夠得到救恩。
Jesus entered into a peace treaty with God on our behalf.
神代表我哋去到神面前、天父面前嘅祈求。
He signed it in the ink of His blood.
佢用佢自己嘅血同我哋簽咗個和議書。
You can be reconciled to God.
今日你可以享受呢個和議書裏邊嘅果效。
The pastors or I, we can help you. It's very simple.
我啊，牧師啊，我哋都好樂意去幫你去同神建立一個和好嘅關係。
The third thing Jesus did was to help us to get to know God.
第三樣咧，耶穌嚟到係幫我哋去繼續嘅認識神更多。
John 17:3.
約翰福音17:3咁。
Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Christ Jesus.Whom you have sent.
希望他们能够认识你是独一的真神，透过耶稣我们可以认识到天父。
Jesus' purpose was clear.
耶稣的目标是很清晰的。
Ours should be also clear.
我们做人的目标是不是一样那么清晰呢？
Nothing is more important.
没有东西比这件事是更加重要。
We have an invitation to take part in an adventure.
神邀請咗我哋去參與呢個嘅旅程。
We can be evangelists.
我哋去將佢福音傳出去。我哋可以去做差傳嘅工作。
We can bring people to God.
可以將人帶去神嗰度。
That's a purpose that is as clear as the one that Jesus had.
神俾我哋嘅目标系同俾耶稣嘅一样系咁清晰嘅。
So we have to have a clear purpose.
所以我哋每个人都需要一个好清晰嘅人生嘅目标喺度。
We also have to have a pure motive.
除咗目标之外，我哋需要一个好纯正嘅动机。
Jesus displayed that he had a pure motive in John 8:50.
喺约翰福音第八章嗰度，我哋睇到耶稣嘅心其实系好纯正嘅。
He said, "I am not seeking glory for myself."
我唔系求我自己嘅荣耀。
This whole chapter is about the truth making us free.
成章书都系讲点样去将个真理彰显出嚟。
Back in Jesus' day, the Jewish people thought he was a sensation.
好多当时耶稣嗰啲周围嘅犹太人咧，以为佢就喺度嚟想攞得到荣耀。
Some people maybe thought he was a half-breed and full of the devil.
有些人就觉得他是心怀异意这样。
But Jesus said, check out my life.
但耶稣说，你试试看看我的生命。
He alone could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me.
只有他能够说我是道路、真理、生命，只有藉着我才能够到天父那里。
Jesus was saying, he didn't want honor.
耶稣说得很清楚，他不需要任何人的荣耀。
His motive was pure.
他的动机是很纯正的。
We have to make sure that our motive is pure as well.
所以当我们传福音的时候，我们要省察我们的目标一定要是这么纯正。
We must make sure we're not doing things for our own glory.
我们不是为了得到自己的荣耀我们去传福音。
It's very easy to say, oh, look what I have done.
很容易就说，你看我做了什么东西。
This is not the way it should be.
但是不是应该这样的。
To God be the glory in everything.
做咩嘢都好，愿主得着所有嘅荣耀。
Now imagine it's the day of the Last Supper。
你试下想象下喺最后嘅晚餐嘅时候。
Jesus has just left to betray. Judas has just left to betray Jesus。
犹大已经走出去出卖主啦。
And Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him."
耶稣当时同啲门徒讲：，而家就系人子得荣耀嘅时候，亦都系人子将荣耀加俾神嘅时候。
When God is glorified in Jesus, God glorifies Himself.
当耶稣将荣耀带俾神嘅时候，神嘅荣耀就彰显出嚟啦。
As people begin to understand who God is, they are amazed.
因为当我哋睇见耶稣嘅时候，佢哋开始明白，哇呀，咁就系神啊，真系奇惊讶啦。
They say, "Wow."
哇，真系奇妙。
We should help people.See who God is.
我们应该帮人从我们自己身上看到神是一个怎样的神。
As we introduce them to God, their admiration for Him will grow.
当我们将神介绍给人的时候，人认识神更多，他们会敬拜神更多。
And people will want to follow Him.
自然他们就会想去跟从一个这么荣耀的神。
We follow who we admire.
我们通常人是会跟从我们羡慕欣赏的人。
People will want to worship them.
当他们欣赏神的时候，他们就会去敬拜神。
We need to check out and make sure that our motive is pure.
所以当我们传福音的时候，我们应该常常省察我们的心思意念，到底我们的动机是不是纯正呢？
The greatest glory comes from when we sacrifice for Jesus.
最高的荣耀就是当我们能够完全摆下我们自己，是为主而活，为主而牺牲。
That's when we spell out the glory for Him.
就是在这些时刻，我们才能够将神的荣耀彰显出来。
Serving God in the church or serving God as a missionary is when we sacrifice for Jesus.
所以无论我们在教会里面或者出去外面去服侍主，当我们愿意摆下我们自己去奉献的时候，去牺牲的时候，荣耀就会散发出来了。
Jesus said to God,
耶稣跟神这样
说， I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work that you gave me to do.
他说我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已经成全了。
He's praying, Father God, I glorify you in the earth.
他还是祷告着，他就说，天父啊，我是在地上去荣耀你。
What he really says is, I've made you understandable.
他的意思就是说，我将你去显明给我们周围的人去认识。
I've revealed to the people who you are.
我将你去介绍给人去看得见。
Glorifying God is about making our invisible God visible to people.
荣耀神就是将一个看不见的神能够现在用人用肉眼能够看得见去认识得到他。
When the disciples saw Jesus, They actually saw God's beauty.
當啲門徒睇見耶穌，其實佢哋係睇到天父嘅榮美。
So the task that all we believers have is to go out with a pure motive and a clear purpose to show people who God is.
所以我哋嘅使命就係懷住一個純正嘅心，然後出去俾人認識，去彰顯到底耶穌係一個點樣嘅神呢？咁。
And we do it for the glory of God.
而我哋所做嘅一切係為咗去將俾人睇到神嘅榮美。
So how do we do this?
咁你點樣去做呢？
We glorify God by bearing fruit.
所以如果我哋能夠去榮耀神嘅話，其實意思係話我哋生命上面結出一啲美善嘅果子。
Now in your bulletin, you've got a piece of paper.
在你的 牆行裡是有一張紙仔的。
You can maybe write this down. I made a mistake, but you can probably write down.
你試試看看那張紙，然後試試填了那些空格它。
We glorify God by bearing fruit.
我們榮耀神是靠我們去結果子。
Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit.
在《羊福音》耶稣说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这个人就结多果子。
This is how we bring honor to God.
当我们有果子的时候，就是能够荣耀到神。
When we bring people to God, we bear fruit.
当我们带到人去认识神，我们就是结到果子。
When we live lives that attract people to God, we bear fruit.
当我们的生命活得出来的时候，人们看见神的美善，我们就是结果子。
Like a moth is attracted to a light, we have to be light of the world and attract people to God.
我睇见光，佢哋会扑埋去。如果我哋系世界嘅光，我哋就会吸引到人去扑埋嚟。
We're supposed to be salt and light in the world.
神呼召我哋做盐做光。
Then we glorify God.
我哋做到嗰阵时候，我哋就系荣耀紧神啦。
Now we glorify God by good works.
所以当我哋荣耀神嗰阵时候，我哋系会做美善嘅善行噶。
For example, a teacher goes to China to teach English. She's retired. She's 70 years old. And people say, why do you do that? I'm doing it to glorify God.
譬如有一個老師，他成70歲了，他走去做差傳的工作，去教英文。人家說你這個年紀還去做，他說是啊，因為我想去榮耀神。
We glorify God with our lives.
我們用我們的生命去榮耀神。
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?Whom you have received from God, you are not your own.
所以保罗话：你岂唔知道你嘅身体就系圣灵嘅殿咩？这个圣灵系从神而嚟嘅，而我哋嘅身体要去荣耀神嘅。
Holy living is using your body to advance the kingdom.
所以嗰一个圣洁嘅生活，用我哋嘅生命去让人去认识神。
Using the training and skills that you have.
用你已经有嘅知识或者你嘅学习去让人明白神。
It takes a lifetime of experience to develop a broad perspective.
当然啦，我哋需要不断去做，不断去累积经验，以致我哋做得更加有果效。
But we all have life experience.
但我相信我哋在座嘅每个人都有唔同嘅生命嘅经历噶。
God can use that in His kingdom.
其实神都可以用得着你生命上边嘅经验噶。
Now you might not know how you can be used.
可能你或者话啊，唔知应该点用得到出嚟咧。
But you could go to Taiwan and host a guest house.
譬如说你去台湾去开一间的旅社。
You could manage an office.
或者开一间办公室。
You can be an accountant.
可能或者你做一个会计。
People have done jobs like that and they have glorified God.
很多人虽然是说大职，但他仍然都可以将荣耀交显现给人看到。
It's just like we're told in Romans 12:1.
好似罗马书十二章一节咁话。
We're supposed to make ourselves living sacrifices.
我哋每个人都系一个活嘅祭。
Then we can glorify God by answered prayer.
第二方面咧，我哋透过点样荣耀神咧，就系当神听我哋嘅祷告啦。
Talking to God is like making a phone call.
同神倾偈就好似打电话咁样。
Many people that are true Christians, they say, I don't know how to pray.
好多人特别系新信主嘅都话，哎呀，我唔识祷告喎。
I tell them, you know how to use your cell phone.
咁我就话你识唔识用你嘅手提啊
？Just call God.
咁咪打个电话俾佢咯。
Effective prayer does much to glorify God.
如果你嘅祷告系有效嘅话咧，你其实可以带俾神好多荣耀嘅。
It's trusting God that will keep you healthy.
因為你的禱告是幫到你去信靠神，令到你更加健康。
It's trusting God that He'll keep you safe from corrupt policemen.
當你去倚靠神的時候，神會保守你，以你不受到腐敗的人的影響。
And if you're called to go, it's trusting God to look after your children or your aging parents.
如果你出去傳福音的話，你將你的家裏面的老人家或者細蚊仔亦都是倚靠神。
Maybe it's trusting God to look after your business.
或者你相信神是會去看顧你有的工作和生意。
Take your troubles and your concerns to God.
將你所有的困難、你所關顧的帶到神的面前。
Lay them at His feet.
放在神的腳前。
God always answers prayer.
神會常常的去聽你的禱告。
And then you can tell people, I just prayed about that and God has answered.
咁咧，你之後你咪可以話俾人聽，嘿，神聽咗我禱告啊，咁樣。
God answers prayer.
神係常常聽我哋嘅禱告嘅。
The last thing is that we have to have a right goal.
最後一點咧，就係我哋要有一個正確嘅目標。
Jesus said, "I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work that you gave me to do."
佢話：我喺地上已經係榮耀你，因為你託付我事，我已經成全啦。
Now we've been given assignments.
神俾一個功課我哋。
Jesus got an assignment from God.
耶穌亦都喺神面前有一個功課。
He accepted it.
佢接受咗一個功課。
He finished it.
做完個功課。
He fulfilled the task that God gave him to do.
佢話：你託付我嘅，我已經成全咗啦。
The right goal is to finish the assignment that God has given us.
咁我哋正確嘅目標咧，就係能夠將神託付我哋嘅去成全佢。
That's to put. Whoopsie, they're going the wrong way. That's to put goal into gospel.
所以我哋嘅目標嚇喺聖經裏邊，我哋揾到。
We know the Great Commission.
我哋神俾咗我哋一個好偉大嘅使命。
Jesus told us, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit."
所以馬太福音廿八章嘅尾嗰陣時候，耶穌同啲使徒話：你哋要去作我嘅門徒，奉父子聖靈嘅名。
It's not an
option. 这个不是一个选择的。
It's an order that Jesus gave to us.
这个是神给我们一个的差事。
We must finish it.
我们一定要去完成这个托付。
Now, are we frozen to the seat?
到底我们在我们坐在座位上是不是一个急冻了 的人呢？
Jesus gave us a job to do. We have to do it.
神给一些使命我们要我们去成就的。
We know that we have to take the gospel to all nations.
我们要将福音带到去万邦。
Because in Deuteronomy we're told to love the aliens.
因为申命记教我们一定要爱其他的人。
That's all people everywhere.
就是全世界角落每一个人。
Now you people are the best people to take the gospel to the Chinese people because you understand the culture and the language.
其实你们在座每一个都比我更加适合去传福音给中国人，因为你们的文化、你们的言语都比我强。
But for you to go to England and tell my people that they need Jesus, that would be a wonderful blessing.
但如果一日咧，你去到英國去同我嗰啲人去用英文去傳福音俾佢咧，我覺得哇，真係好奇妙。
Revelation 15 tells us that all nations will come and worship before God.
啟示錄話俾我哋聽，將來嗰日所有各地都會嚟敬拜主。
The gospel is for everyone.
福音係為每個人而設嘅。
Our goal should be that it's taken to everyone, every tribe, every nation.
我们的目标就是能够将福音传到万民，传到地极。
Now finally, if we want to bring glory to God, we've got to be enthusiastic. We've got to have an enthusiastic attitude.
咁当然啦，如果我们要荣耀神，我们都需要一个很积极的态度的。
Apparently, the word enthusiasm means to be full of God.
积极这个字呢，其实就是说你充满了神的解。
Christians who know God have the Holy Spirit inside them.
認識神的基督徒，你其實每個人都有聖靈在你裏面充滿你的。
We should therefore be full of joy.
所以我們應該是每個人都是充滿喜樂。
We should be enthusiastic, and our enthusiasm should be contagious.
所以很自然的，你裏面應該是充滿活力，很有積極的。
Many people say, oh, you're so excited about Jesus, and this is true.
咁有啲人話：哇，你好興奮喎！講起耶穌，我話係啊，咁梗係啦，理所當然嘅。
Jesus has changed my life.
因為耶穌改變咗我生命啊嘛。
I have a relationship with God.
我同耶穌有個關係㗎。
I'm forgiven for my sins.
神宽恕了我很多个罪。
So,
那为什么我不兴奋不开心呢？
I'm so
happy.
Is your enthusiasm contagious?
你觉得你自己那份里面的雀跃感呢，能不能够感染力呢？
There are people all over the world who are waiting for somebody to show them the way to God.
全世界其实很多人等着有人告诉他耶稣是哪一个。
Glorify God by serving somewhere.
所以无论点，你要去荣耀神，无论去到边度，你都总要去荣耀神。
Are you ready to take the next step?
你准唔准备进步行下一步咧
？In your bulletin, you will have something that I've lost.
喺你嘅程序表里边咧有张纸嘅。
You okay? I want you to hold it up in the air.
That, 你拎翻张
纸。No, not that bit. No. Thank you, but that's not what I want. That's it. Thank you.
啊，就系嗰个书签啦。
This thing, it says, what does it say in English? It says.
个书签写咩啊
？What's your next step?
你下一步应该点行咧？系咪大家都有个书签啊？应该佢话俾咗大家摄咗喺你嘅程序表里边。
I want to see them all.
你试下约要睇下系咪大家都有。
Okay, now
你望一望个书签写乜嘢
？Thank you. On the reverse side, it says.
后边又有个图画嘅喺度讲。
Dear Jesus, I want you to be the center of my life and commit through your power to serve and obey you anywhere, anytime, at any cost.
呢度有一个祷告嘅，佢话：亲爱耶稣，我想你系我生命之中嘅中心点，而我愿意去将我自己去委身俾你，透过你嘅能力去服侍你，去服从你，无论去到边度、几时、咩代价都好，我都愿意去遵行你嘅旨意。
Christian, will you say that you want to obey God?
如果你是基督徒，你愿不愿意话我？你愿意去听神话
？Anywhere, anytime, at any cost.
无论去到边度，无论几时，无论咩代价都好。
Sign that form if that's what you want to do.
如果真系你系愿意嘅，去填一啲表。
You might not have an idea now what God has got in store for you.
你可能而家未必有一个好清晰嘅知道具体要做啲咩嘢。
But I can promise you that serving God is the most exciting thing you can do.
但我可以告诉你，服侍神是一件最兴奋和最刺激的事。
If you sign that form, I want you to tell the pastors that you did it.
如果你填了那张表，我就告诉牧师你有做到了。
It's not just overseas missions.
不是只是说你要去海外传福音。
It's serving the church here.
而是就算在你自己教会里面，你都可以去服侍。
To glorify God.
去荣耀神。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告啊。
Now, I don't know you here. You're all brothers and sisters, but I don't know you.
啊，虽然我唔系好认识你哋每一个在座嘅。
I've got to ask you a question that I ask many people.
但我想问你一个问题，我问过好多人噶啦。
Do you have that all-important relationship with God?
到底你同神有冇一个真系好健康嘅关系咧
？Is Jesus your Lord?
到底耶稣系咪你嘅主人呢
？If he's not, you need to decide today.
如果仲未系嘅话，你今日都应该要做个决定。
Invite Jesus into your life.
邀请耶稣进入你嘅生命里边。
If there's anybody ready to make that decision today, while nobody's looking, just raise your hand and let us know.
如果当中系想今日做呢个决定嘅，咁请你举起个手，因为冇人会望到你，因为大家都系耷低头噶。
Nobody's looking, and I will pray for you.
如果你举手嘅话，我会为你祷告。
Is there anybody today?
今日有冇人想决志去话耶稣，我愿意同你有咁嘅关系
？Okay, Father God, we thank you.
父亲，我哋多谢你，今日我哋能够喺度。
I thank you that you are a God who is worthy of being glorified.
我多谢你，因为你系一个值得我哋敬拜嘅神。
You have done so much for us.
你为我哋做咗咁多。
You came and you lived on earth.
你嚟到，你喺地上生活。
You came in the person of Jesus Christ.
你嚟到系做人嘅样式。
And in accordance with your plan, Jesus died on our behalf.
而为咗我哋好处，耶稣去死喺十字架上。
He paid the penalty that we should have paid for the sins in our lives.
佢为我哋嘅罪付上应付嘅。
We're going to be celebrating communion in a few minutes.
我哋今日迟啲会一齐去守呢个圣餐。
We're going to be remembering what Jesus did for us.
我哋將會去繼續嘅紀念翻主啊！你為咗我哋做過啲咩嘢
？Thank you, Lord Jesus。
多謝你，主耶穌。
Help us to glorify you in everything that we do。
幫助我哋無論做咩嘢都能夠榮耀到你。
May we not seek glory for ourselves, but we must we may we always seek glory for you.
帮助我哋唔好为自己去争取啲咩荣耀，而系愿意所有荣耀都归翻俾你。
And may your kingdom grow here on earth.
求你继续嘅帮助我哋成长。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我哋奉耶稣嘅名，我哋祷告嘅。
Amen.
阿门。啲少时间啦，大家可以静一静，吓睇下主今日有冇啲咩说话摆喺你嘅心里边。